Good morning, I'm John Clark on AM Columbus this morning. I am talking to Jody Kaufman. She's the Communications and Events Coordinator for the City of Columbus. Jody, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great to be here.
So we have a big topic to talk about. It's going to be a huge event. I'm not sure people realize how big it's going to be.
I know.
The eclipse is coming up in August, and it's going to be a big deal.
All right, so pun intended here, but a lot of people are in the dark about this.
Ouch.
I know. I have horrible puns. I'll try to keep them at a minimum. But, you know, the total eclipse is a big deal because eclipses themselves are a common happening. Every year and a half, somewhere in the world, an eclipse of some sort is happening, whether that be a lunar eclipse or a partial solar eclipse or an annular eclipse. So a partial eclipse is where the moon is kind of covering up part of the sun, but not the whole sun. So it's still light out. You just see, like, it looks like something's on top of the sun. An annular eclipse is where it's kind of angled. So it's a weird shape. And so it's really just, again, covering up portions. But this is a total solar eclipse. So we're actually going to experience here directly in Columbus and Bartholomew County. We'll see at 3 minutes and 45 seconds of complete darkness, which will be weird, right? So temperatures change. The temperature will change in that 3 minutes. Like, it'll go down 10 degrees. Animals freak out because they don't know what's going on with the darkness so early in their pattern. It's a total difference compared to normal where, you just see it's still sunny out. You still do everything normal. So this is a big once-in-a-lifetime event. So this total eclipse has not happened in Indiana since 1204. So I don't know about you, but none of my relatives were here in 1204.
No.
Yeah, and the next time something like this, where we will have a total darkness for a period of time, won't occur in Indiana till 2153.
Wow.
Yeah, so when we say this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, we really, truly mean it. And so with that, thousands of people are going to totally be traveling to Indiana, to Bartholomew County, to Columbus, to Hope, to Edinburgh, to Taylorsville, to the surrounding towns around us, everywhere. It's a super exciting time. There's also a lot of planning that goes along with that.
Well, and just to be clear, I mean, we're talking like the population of our community is, we're expecting it to double for that long weekend going into April 8th, right?
Yes, absolutely. So that's actually doubling is a safe estimate. So some people say we can experience 50,000 is the lowest estimate I would say we could see here. IU Bloomington is telling us to experience 2 to 4 times the population. So right now, as a city and a county, we're actually planning for 100 to 200,000 additional people compared to who are already here to come into the community that weekend and day of.
Well, and I saw some people posting on social media complaining about schools not having classes that day and all the... I mean, the roads are going to be packed.
Yes.
Especially once it ends, you're not going to be able to get out of town. You're not going to be able to drive on county roads. It is going to be just jam-packed with all these people trying to leave town after spending, hopefully, the whole weekend here.
Absolutely. So some of the things that have happened. So there was a total eclipse in 2017. And during that time period, they experienced all these traffic issues. And people were stuck in traffic for hours and hours. Some of the traffic jams lasted 10 to 15 hours that night immediately following the eclipse. The statistics showed that for that eclipse in 2017, where it was at in America, 21 million people traveled somewhere to go view that eclipse that day. And so all of those people on the road is pure chaos. So just to give kind of people an idea, on an average day, 64,000 people roughly commute to work in Bartholomew County. So, and that could mean even like the people that live here in Bartholomew County are still driving some sort of vehicle to get to work each day. 13,000 people come from out of county of that 64,000 to come work in Bartholomew County. We're talking about the potential of 2.5 million people driving through Bartholomew County to either get to Indianapolis, go to Bloomington, go to Franklin, or hopefully stay here and view the event. And so to compare that 64,000 number of vehicles and people to millions of people driving, it's It's a large amount of people. So yeah, the traffic's going to be chaos. And so the schools saw that. They saw what happened back in 2017 in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and other places. Missouri was another really, really bad area, southern Illinois. They saw that, you know, one of the things they learned, that kids were stuck on the buses in the traffic for hours and hours. They saw that the parents were stuck in traffic and unable to get home to make sure their kid was safe at home after the school bus arrived. And so the smartest thing was that to keep them at home that day here in the community. And we do appreciate Bartholomew County Schools for making that choice early on, and the other schools in the areas as well. Yeah.
So it is not all doom and gloom.
No. This is a really amazing. The reason why, so I am the coordinator for the Eclipse for the city of Columbus, and I'm working hand in hand with the county EMA and other county officials and Visit Columbus, because we're really excited about this. And the reason why I was chosen, a year ago, I was telling Mary Verdon, even before she was even choosing to run as mayor, I was like, hey, you know, we have this thing coming up, and my parents, they were planning on it. They went to the one in 2017, and they've been planning it since then. It was going to be twice as long and twice as exciting. It's going to be really cool, Mary. There's an eclipse. We have to, you know, we need to plan stuff. And she's like, what are you talking about? You are stuck in science mode here. Come on. And I'm like, no, it's so cool. It's going to be a huge deal. People are going to come here. And then one day somebody mentioned it to her, and she's like, you weren't kidding. This is going to be a huge deal. And I was like, it really is. It's super exciting. We're going from light to dark in the middle of the daytime. That's biblical stuff, you know.
And there's a lot of events that are being planned. Lots of organizations absolutely. And grants have been given out by the Visitor Center and the state to plan for events in our area. Where do we find out about all this stuff?
So we have a website. It is based through the Visitor Center page. You can go to columbus.in.us/eclipse, and that is our website. A great resource, and again, for statistics, for events, and all that kind of stuff, too, is also our Facebook page, 2024 Total Solar Eclipse Bartholomew County IN. Check us out. Please like us and follow us. So for all that information. But yeah, there's so many great things going on, not just the day of, but the weekend of. So downtown merchants are working on a really cool celebration. They call it Total Solarbration. Again, you know, we're going to be full of puns today.
Ouch.
So they'll have all kinds of events going on Saturday downtown, including stuff at the Yes Cinema and all the merchant stores. And we'll probably have entertainment outside, all stuff that's going to be really fun. Hope is planning a festival the day of. They're calling it Total Eclipse of the Hope. So again, another pun, because I think they were working on Total Eclipse of the Heart.
So close.
Yeah, I know. It was so close. They did well. They did well. So that should be fun. Sarah Land's got great stuff going on all weekend long. I think they're one of the only places still left with anywhere to stay in the community, because most of the hotels are already sold out. And I did see, I think according to their website, they had a few more campsites available so people can stay and hang out there. And of course, I can't not talk about eclipsing the Renaissance out at the airpark.
My wife is very anxious to hear what's going on with that.
Is she a Renaissance fan?
She's definitely interested in that activity.
It is going to be loads of fun. So even if you have no care in the world for the solar eclipse part, but you love Renaissance fairs, this is going to be the place to be that day. They're going to have jousting. They've got live action combat. There's actually a combat tournament going on. There's a jousting tournament going on. He's got a falconeer that will be there with a live big old bird flying around. They've got, what else? They have the Wheel of Death, which is apparently some kind of crazy tall Ferris wheel thing that spins around, and the acrobats are performing on it. They've got a music stage, they've got fire dancers, they've got fire flamethrowers, they've got archery stuff. Anything that you would see at a normal Renaissance fair is out there. They've got lots of craft booths, food booths. You definitely got turkey legs. So come out there and get you a big turkey leg. All kinds of really cool stuff going on with that, for sure.
Well, for people who want to get really precise in their calendars, when does the eclipse start? What day and what time?
Yeah, so Monday, April the 8th, if you want to be totally into the entire thing. So the entire process will start at 1:50, and that will be a partial eclipse. And the partial eclipse will occur all the way up until 3:06, and at 3:06 is when the total eclipse starts here in Bartholomew County. The very peak of the total eclipse will be at 3:08, just shortly before 3:08. It's like 3:07, 53, 59, if you want to be a real science person on there. And then the total eclipse will end roughly after 3:09. It's like 3:09:40, I believe. And then the partial eclipse will then continue again all the way till 4:23.
And at 4:24, the roads will be very difficult to navigate.
Well, so our actual hope is that is, yes, when people decide that they want to go for the long haul. But in the past history, it actually shows that as soon as the sun came back out from the totality is when people really want to get on the road, and that's when the chaos began. So we could be as soon as 3:10 that afternoon. And that was another thing that the schools were thinking about, that we're saying, you know, the roads are going to get crazy. And that's exactly when they get out of school. That's when all the manufacturing gets out of work. That's when a lot of business people are getting out of work. It's already crazy traffic as it is. So, again, another smart play from the school's point. But, yes, yeah, so if you want to be a total nerd, you want to plan for 1:50 to 4:23.
We've been talking this afternoon with Jody Kaufman from the City of Columbus about the upcoming solar eclipse and local activities. Again, for the website, if people want to get more information.
columbus.in.us/eclipse.
I'm News Director John Clark here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. We'll be back in a minute with more AM Columbus.